girl, you are now tuning in to the Gratitude Kickback Lounge. This is an uplifting podcast where we talk all things life, mainly self-love, self-improvement, mindfulness, gratitude, happiness, and so much more. So kick off your shoes, kick back your feet, let your hair down, and come vibe with B.A. Hello world, I hope y'all are having a beautiful week so far, and y'all already know the gratitude is in my heart for each and every last one of y'all that are listening. I'm your host Brittany. We're about to kick back, so go ahead and pour yourself up a drink, whatever you like. Go to the bar if you need to, whatever you want to do, just, you know, let's kick back and vibe. All right, I wanted to talk tonight about how to get back on track after you fall off. All right, so y'all already know I had mentioned in my last episode about social media, how we live in a digital world now. So a lot of things just look so perfect to the eye, to the view. And that's not to say that people are not living their lives and doing things the right way, but I just wanted to talk to my girls that fall off. You know, my girls that set their goals, but they may backslide a little bit. My girls that reach their goals and then backslide. Let's talk about that tonight, okay? So, first of all, I don't want you to beat yourself up when you fall off. This is where you have to start having positive self-talk with yourself. I want y'all to really get to a space where you start literally talking to yourself like somebody that you love. Talking to yourself like you your own best friend. All right, so meaning that don't mean not to hold yourself accountable, because you still need to hold yourself accountable. But when you fall off, because you are human, because we have things that go on in our lives on a daily basis that just may cause us to just get off track. But when you do it, I want you to just get to a space where you can talk yourself, you know, uplift yourself and bring yourself back to a space where you can get back on track to reach your goal, or to do what you say you was going to do for yourself. Like, meaning if you said, okay, let me give an example from my own point of view. Sometimes in the morning I set certain goals, meaning like I'll get up when I see if I feel like meditating or sitting quietly or visioning my day in the mornings. When I do that, I may sit there and say that day, okay, today I am not such and such. Fill in the blank, okay? I may say, okay, today I am going to fill in the blank. And this is what I mean by that. If you make a promise to yourself and you fall off track, because sometimes life just be lifing. Y'all already know that. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. One thing I love about having new days and being blessed to see a new day is that you have the opportunity to try again. And that's why I always talk about having gratitude for living each day. Because y'all, a lot of people didn't make it to today. A lot of people went to bed last night and did not wake up this morning. This is what I mean when I talk about gratitude, having thankfulness. It's so important. It's so important. So having that gratitude and being thankful to see a new day, and then telling yourself, okay, B, like for instance with me, this is me having a self-talk with me. Okay, and my self-talk ain't always been on point. And sometimes even now after doing the work, it still can be a little, you know what I'm saying? It be a little negative, but I always try to come back to the positive side. Okay, and this take work. I don't expect for y'all to be like this overnight. I'm still doing the work. We are not perfect humans on this podcast, okay? I'm just trying to help you to be a better you, to be a person that has a better self-talk with yourself, to be a person that love on yourself and uplift yourself from within, okay? That's all I'm trying to do here, y'all. So what I mean is, like, when you fall off, when you go eat that cheesecake after you said you was gonna eat some strawberry fruit, you went and got some strawberry cheesecake. You know, you eat the cheesecake and enjoy the cheesecake, okay? Because listen, whenever you get so strict in your life, that's kind of when you start. It's like, I don't know, it's something with the brain. It's something with the brain. I'm not a scientist, but y'all know that. It's like your brain. You can. I don't know if it's just, maybe it's just because we humans like being free. Maybe we enjoy freedom. And it's okay to have that freedom. It's okay to have all of that. But you just, that's where your self-discipline come in. That's where your, you know what I'm saying, your accountability come in. Because if we was just 100% free and just doing whatever, it ain't no telling what our lives would be like. Like, if we just was out here eating whatever, doing whatever, living however we wanted to without having accountability and discipline and stuff like that, who knows how the world would be? I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is that it's all right. Just pick yourself back up. Tell yourself, okay, look, I messed up today. I'm gonna try again tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, if you live to see tomorrow, be thankful, wake up with gratitude, but set those intentions to do better when tomorrow comes. When you wake up that morning, okay, we in tomorrow now. Let's say today is tomorrow. We waking up and we saying, okay, look, this is what I'm doing today. I'm setting it in stone, and this is what it's gonna be. But on those days that you do fall off, you need to tell yourself, it's all right. It's okay, girl. It's all good. I messed up. That's cool. And one good thing about the day is we have how many hours in a day? So say if you mess up and you be like, okay, I'm not going to lie. For instance, a lot of this stuff that I talk about is really going to be related to me, okay? So as I always say, take the advice, use it however you want, however it benefits you in your life. I'm just giving you life experiences from Brittany's perspective, from my life. Sometimes in the day when I mess up, I end up saying, you know what, forget it, I'm just gonna eat bad the rest of the day. I'm talking about food now. If I say I'm gonna eat clean that day and I mess up, I end up being like, you know what, forget it. If I eat, let's just say some breakfast that's just, I'm talking about full of carbs, full of sugar, no fruit, not no smoothie, not no fruit basket, none of that, but just a breakfast full of stuff that I know is not gonna benefit me on the inside. Okay, so then I'll be like, damn, well, I ate bad for breakfast, I'm just gonna eat bad for lunch too. But now what I wanna get to a point, and I have done this before, where if I do eat bad for breakfast, I'll make up for it during lunch. Okay, so that's why I'm telling you, if you do mess up in 1 hour of the day or in one half of the day, say if you got up and you didn't go to the gym like you said you was gonna do, all right, that's fine. That don't mean you don't have to not exercise the whole day. That's what I'm trying to show you. If you mess up in one half or one part or 1 hour, 1 minute, try to make up for it in the following hours. Try to make up for it on the back end. But also just tell yourself, be kind to yourself and be like, okay, look, whatever your name is, fill in the blank. Look so-and-so. It's all good, baby. We messed that up. We did that. We enjoyed that. We enjoyed that. And you know, sometimes when you eat wrong, it don't even be good sometimes. And sometimes it be the bomb. But you be like, look, okay, I messed up. I enjoyed that meal. Or you might just be like, look, I messed up. We messed up. And that meal was trash. So we gonna eat right. We gonna go eat what we know is good for us. All right, and it's all good. But don't just be like, shit, I'm just a failure. I'm just a fuck up. Like, don't talk to yourself like that. Like, literally, I'm saying we have to change the way we talk to ourselves and understand that we are going to fall off track. We are going to backslide. We gonna, you know what I'm saying? We gonna choose the wrong path sometimes. But just try to make sure you get yourself back in the game. Get yourself back in the game. Do good when you get back in the game. Okay, so that's just what I wanted to talk about. When you fall off track, these are some things you can do. Just talk nicer to yourself, motivate yourself, encourage yourself to get back on track. Surround yourself around accountability partners, people that you know that you have a goal in mind. Surround yourself around them people that's gonna tell you, look, you messing up. You know you messing up, right? So make sure you have them people in your corner too, because they're going to be there to help you when you just can't do it. I know some of us just aren't there yet where we have the self-discipline and control to be able to do it on our own. So surround yourself around other people that's going to tell you, look, you know you're messing up. You know you need to get back together. You know you said you wanted to be in that two-piece this summer. What's up? Why you eating that burger when you need to be eating something with a little less carbs and less sugar? Okay, y'all. So anyway, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tapping in. Y'all already know. The gratitude is there for you, the listeners that come and you listen. I make sure you follow me on Instagram at the Gratitude Kickback Lounge. My DMs are open, so if you are listening to the podcast, if you have been tapped in, thank you, boo. But if it's something you want to hear me talk about, if you have any questions or anything that you might want me to discuss here, I promise you I'm open to that. So, yes, y'all have a great weekend. Do something for yourself this weekend. Make sure you try to get some self-care in there. Do something for yourself. Make it about you, too, because y'all already know we always pouring into everybody else. But make sure you pour into you. Do something for you. And if you fall off this weekend, just know we make it to Monday. If we make it to Monday or we make it to the next day, that's when we kick it in gear and just be like, hey, I'm going to do right today. I'm going to do right this morning. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. And yeah, so I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And I will see y'all later. Bye.